The federal government's long-awaited Commission of Audit report has set out the structural challenges facing the Australian economy over the next decade and the key pressure points of ballooning spending in health and the age pension. The government's using the audit to help identify big savings. The Treasurer will make the hefty report public next week. But in a speech in Sydney tonight, he's outlining the broad thrust of its findings: more means testing, co-payments for government services, and cutting back on corporate welfare. We're joined by political reporter Alexandra Kirk. So where's the scalpel going to cut?
Well, at this point, the government is giving some very broad thrust pictures. Means testing, the government says it's going to become even more important. In other words, widespread. They're talking about more use of co-payments. The health minister's been dropping some very big hints that that will apply to going to the GP and perhaps other health spending. Now, the Treasurer's hinted at some other things, including moderation in demand for government-provided goods and services. He says that's one of the benefits of co-payments. In his words, nothing is free. And he's also hinting that industry assistance or corporate welfare is also in the gun. Now, none of these things have been pointed out by the Commission of Audit. In fact, the government is using the Commission of Audit just to give some big picture observations on the state of the nation's finances, lifting the veil a little on the Commission of Audit report. Notably, they're saying that there's a serious spending problem.
But you say means testing, for instance. That's going to raise a lot of hackles. Means testing of what?
Well, the government hasn't said what it's going to means test. It's only looking very broadly, or giving some very broad hints about what's in the budget, warning that spending people have come to take for granted is going to be wound back. Now, there are a lot of government payments that are means tested, but the government is saying that it's going to means test them even further, but it won't say exactly what at this point. It's saying that the Commission of Audit is pointing to the big problems, but basically what the Treasurer is using it for is to set the scene for a tough and most likely unpopular budget, asking people not to judge the budget along the normal lines of what they may win or lose, but instead to take the long view about the quality of life for the years ahead. If you like, ask not what the budget can do for you now, but what the budget can do for the country, with apologies to John F. Kennedy. He's saying that there's a strong economic and moral imperative to change the course and put the budget back on a sustainable footing.
But from what you say, Joe Hockey's outlining what he wants to do, but without actually lifting the veil very much on what the Commission of Audit has actually found.
Yes, exactly right. He's saying that the Commission of Audit is looking at the big picture. Well, he's saying that that bit of the Commission of Audit that he wants to release, he's, the bit that he is willing to let us see is that the biggest spending programs, the age pension accounting for 10% of Commonwealth spending, that four out of five people over the age of 65 now receive a full or part pension, and that's unlikely to change all the way out to 2050. And that's despite the billions that the government's spending on tax benefits for superannuation. Meanwhile, the pension cost will almost double over the next decade. The other big ticket items, defence, the family tax benefit, and health, along with hospitals, childcare, paid parental leave, aged care, they're all growing significantly above the economy's growth rate of just 5%.
All right, the Treasurer is saying that with the Commission of Audit, I mean, if he's doing the dance of seven veils with it, are we eventually going to see the whole thing, or are they going to hold some of it back?
No, we will see the whole thing next week. And that will include the 86 recommendations Joe Hockey says that the Commission of Audit will contain. But he's stressing that it's an independent body which reports to the government, that it's not by the government. It provides an important perspective for framing the budget. So he's saying that the government doesn't automatically accept all of its recommendations. Some will be accepted, some will need further consideration, and some will be rejected outright.
Alexandra Kirk, thank you very much.